All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 93. Learning today is sponsored by Gina Lee Kamenetsky, memory of Lee's mother, Zuhuva Zlata Basiuda Leib, and by Harold Kaiser, memory of his father, Pension Leib, and Shlomo Zalman, Tehinish Masatura Betzura Chaim, as well for a Refuah Shlema for Shira Bas Devor Leah. All right, double Mythbuster today. I mean, one video, but double myth. And that is regarding the spilling of the wine during the Eser Makos. Okay, so first of all, why do we do it? And second of all, what is the method of doing it? I think there's a myth in both of these. Why do we do it? I think if I were to ask anybody, anybody in the world, many people here on this chat, many people in general, they would say something to the effect of, if you want to make this interactive, you could pause this and say the answer first. So they would say something to the effect of, oh, because we want to diminish the pain of the Egyptians, you know, while we're talking about the Makos, so we want to, diminish our Simcha while referencing the pain of the Egyptians. While that concept is certainly true, I have not seen that brought down at all regarding this specific minhag over here, spilling the wine. You know, there is a concept, Pasuk in Mishlei, Bin Foy Vecha Al Tismach, we shouldn't be gladdened by the downfall of our enemies, Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lama Testament Abiz, that when the Malachim wanted to sing to Hashem during Kriyas Yamsuf, he said to them, "My sayade tovim bayam ba'atim omrim shira," that my handiwork is drowning at sea and you want to sing to me? It's inappropriate. What are we singing? They're suffering. So all this, the concept is true. I just haven't seen it quoted as a mukkar, as a basis of this minhag. A minhag which is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. Like it's definitely a legitimate minhag to spill the wine at these times, but I haven't seen the connection to that notion of because we feel bad for the Egyptians. To the contrary, what do the poskim say? So the Ramah, in his Darich Limoshe commentary brought down by the Tur, so he says, this all shows the revenge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that like you mess with Klal Yisrael, this is what's coming to you. So how does it show revenge? So it happens to be we spill 16 drops of wine. Three for the acronym Dam Ve'esh V'Simros Ashan, three for the acronym Detzach Adash Ve'achav, and then 10 for the Makos themselves. That's 16. And 16 represents Nekama, says that the name of the, first of all, Hashem's sword has 16 faces to it. The name of the ministering angel of revenge, the Malach HaMamuna Al Nekama, is spelled, starts with a Yud and a Vav, which is 16. So 16 represents the Nekama, the revenge of Hashem, and that's why we spill these 16 drops of wine. Not because we feel bad, because this is what's coming to you if you mess with the Jews. Like I said, quite the opposite. The Maharil, who is quoted by the Ramah as a basis for this minhag, he says it's more for our defense that we should. It somehow this shows that we don't want the Makos to affect us. I guess like we're like distancing ourselves by the Makos by spilling out some of this wine. It happened to them. Don't let it happen to us. Not really about the diminishing of the Simcha because of the expense the suffering of the Egyptians. Again, I'm not saying it's not a true concept as I quoted before those. The Gemara and the Pasuk, but as far as being the basis of this minhag, a little bit mythy, I would say. If you find otherwise, please share with me. All right, so that's why we do it. Our revenge, our protection. And the number 16 being significant there. How do we do it? So again, this I'm not as sure that it's a myth. I might be confusing the Hagba one here when I think common knowledge would be that using your pinky finger, or maybe people do think that you're supposed to use your pinky finger. If people think you're supposed to use your pinky finger, that is also a little bit mythy. So the Ramah, when he quotes this in Tuf Ayin Gimel, Siv Zayin, says, V'nogin lizrok ma'at minakos be'etzba'o. That the minhag is to use a finger to remove the wine from the cup. Which finger? Doesn't say which finger. All right, again, stam etzba, I wouldn't automatically think pinky. The Magen Avram does say which finger. The Magen Avram quotes a Medrash in the Yalkut and Parshas Va'era. He says, Shebekimitza, first of all, the notion of using your finger, the poskim quote is because it says Etzba Elokimi. The Egyptian, the Chartumim, the magicians, when they saw by the third Maka what Hashem was doing, they said to Pyro, oh, Etzba Elokimi, this is the work of God, the finger of God, we can't match this. So Etzba Elokimi, by the Makos, so we use our finger in this process. But again, which finger? So the Medrash says that, again, Kaviyach, whatever it means, Hashem used his kemitza, his ring finger. So we're supposed to use our ring finger to dip out the wine. I think that's a common practice. So maybe the whole, my pinky, thinking that people think of the pinky itself is wrong. But what about the pinky finger? Again, the Ramah didn't quote the pinky. The Magen Avraham specifically quoted the kemitza. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say which finger, but he says, not the pinky. Get that. Not the pinky. Mishnah Berurah says, and Ayin Dalet over here, Nogin Lidzrok Be'etzba. Okay, again, we should use our finger. Ashem Etzba Elokim, because the Pasuk says Etzba Elokim. But the lo kemosh agas b'hagos b'hagos minhagim lizrok b'zeres katan. Not like those who say that you're supposed to use your pinky, because that's not the finger that Hashem used to smite the Egyptians. So what we have here is either some finger, as the Rama puts it, specifically the ring finger, and not the pinky, as the Mishnah Berurah puts it. So if there are those who think it's the pinky, well, clearly this the Sefer Hagos Min Hagin that the Mishnah Berurah quotes does say use the pinky. So I guess we could throw that in there. But he's rejecting it. So certainly I wouldn't say it's a common approach here, but it is brought down. I should say that. It is brought down. If that's what you're doing, it is brought down. You can continue doing it. Lastly, the Shaar HaTzion says here at the bottom that if a person is an Istinus, if you're a Jermy, or you know, a little bit more refined perhaps, so, and it will disgust you to drink from a cup that you just stick whatever of your fingers into. So then it's better just to spill it out. You know, if you're not going to be able to drink it, just spill it out. In fact, he says, some say you should always just spill it out, never use your finger. So that's another option, just to spill it out. But just to recap, the notion of why we're doing it, I haven't seen it directly linked to the idea of diminishing our simcha for the Egyptian's sake. And how we do it, not really so high on the pinky, although it is brought down, but either ring finger or spilling it out. All right.